We are joined by Naomi and Hamyara in the studio now to have a chat about this series. Thank you so much for joining me, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming on. So first things first, what inspired the creation of Why Are You Like This?
It was kind of inspired by our friendship, which is mostly just us screaming at each other about any number of topics that we read about on Twitter.
So basically mental illness, really.
It's just mental illness, love. Yeah, of course. I mean, don't the best things kind of come out of friends, right? I mean, like the TV show specifically, Friends. But, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, there's nothing better than a show being influenced by Friends and also Twitter. So, I mean, what was the process kind of in the development of the show?
Well, it was Ruby, are you much online, terminally online?
Unfortunately so, yeah.
I'm terminally. First of all, I'm so sorry. My condolences.
No. Look, you don't need to be sorry. It is terminal, but it's also self-done, so.
but a lot of the development of the show was simply losing our damn minds. Can I say damn on the radio?
I think so. Yeah. I think damn's okay. Just no hardcore cusses, you know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. Well, we did that and then we kind of sat in a room in Melbourne. I'm not from Melbourne and I actually is this a Sydney station?
It is.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me just say Melbourne sucks.
Oh my god. You said
it. This again.
You said it.
So I had to fly down there, sit in a room and basically just relive the things that made us go crazy over the past year or whatever.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, like, look, being in Melbourne, that'd drive you nuts, huh? Jackie!
All right. I won't stand for
it. Oh, my God. No, we love Melbourne. I love Melbourne. I ate a lot of food there when I went, so that's great. So, I mean, who else was kind of involved in the creation of the show? Who's made this happen other than yourselves?
Well, the other, so there's three co-creator/writers, the other one being Mark Bonanno from Auntie Donna. So the three of us created the show together and then our directors, Adam and Jesse, are from before the show. They'd mostly done like fashion stuff and ads. They shoot stuff really beautifully. So it was kind of like a melding of us just saying the worst and smuttiest stuff we could and then shooting it really beautifully with people who have really good eye.
Yeah, very exciting.
People who have really good taste and for some reason have consented to work with us. So we're very lucky. We're very blessed.
Hey, yes, we are.
Taste acknowledges taste. You know what I mean? If they thought you were stinky, they wouldn't jump on. And I actually, in alliance with being terminally online, I saw recently you put Mr. Mark Bonanno on blast quite recently. He's not talking about
which
the
time?
Show. What the hell?
Yeah, no. Look, he's got this. How many followers does Auntie Donna have on Twitter? I mean, definitely more than me. So I just searched Auntie Donna, Why Are You Like This? Randomly, nothing about our show came up, which I found very interesting. So I called him out. I called them out. Has it resulted in anything? No, they still haven't tweeted about the show, but you know, I'm positive. I'm looking up.
Straight white men really do stay protecting each other.
Oh, filthy. The absolute gall of them. Well, look, I think that calls for, you know, when it comes to like the credits on the show, when his name comes up, you can put like in brackets, not.
Yeah, well, yeah, we should stamp cancelled. On his name as it comes.
get like a portrait of him as well to just pop up and then like a stamp just cancelled right on his face.
If all of your followers could actually tweet at Auntie Donna asking them to uncancel themselves by tweeting about us, I think that could be a really good grassroots campaign.
Everybody on Twitter ever. Everybody on Twitter is listening to this right now. It is time to cancel Auntie Donna unless they post about why you like this.
Unless they do something specifically for us. They're problematic.
This is true, and you're right for saying it, and you are so brave. So a bit of a plug time. When's the show airing, and how can people watch it?
The show is airing on February 16th on ABC TV Plus at 8:45. So there's two episodes that air that night, and then as soon as those two episodes have aired, the whole series will be up on iView. So anytime from the evening of Feb 16th, you can watch the whole thing on iView and binge it like the kids do.
Yeah, binge it. I was
please
using...
play it. Just stream it on multiple screens in the house.
Yeah,
you know?
At once.
We need those numbers, please.
If you don't do it, you're cancelled just like Mark Bonanno, who is currently cancelled unless he speaks up.
Exactly. If you don't watch our show, we will personally cancel each and every one of you.
And that's the right thing to do. Well,
and we do not have a lot of other things to do.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, busy schedules, you can fit in a bit of cancelling. It's no big trouble. Naomi Hamiara, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's been really great to chat about it.
Thank you so much for having us.
My absolute pleasure.